There was a time back in the 1980s when you couldn't leave your home in the morning unless you'd read the comic strip Doonesbury. This was a time, by the way, when people still read newspapers and to go online meant to wait for a bus. One of Doonesbury's characters is Zonker, a perpetual hippie. One day, Joni Caucus, a 40-something woman on a voyage of self-discovery, finally tells him, "The world needs grown-ups, Zonker." Those words should be a mantra for today's Michigan. The world does need grown-ups. What does that mean? Well, for one thing, it means paying the mortgage before buying new bumpers for that 67 Chevy you're restoring in the garage. It means new shoes for the kids before a new fishing tackle for you. Being a grown-up means rational behavior, recognition that life is not all about you, and it means dealing with problems in the order of their urgency and importance. You might think all that ought to be obvious, especially to those who want to lead our state during this time of economic crisis. But sadly, it's not. Here are a few small examples. Yesterday, I interviewed Lansing Mayor Virge Bernero, who is running for the Democratic nomination for governor. He denounced his rival, Speaker of the House Andy Dillon, for saying we need to reduce benefits for state workers. "Okay," I asked Mayor Bernero, "does that mean you'd be willing to raise taxes to pay for them?" No, he wasn't willing to say that. "Well, Mr. Mayor, they can't balance the budget now. You want to do these things. It will take money to do this. How and where are you going to get it?" He gave no real answer, other than that, as mayor, he had managed to wring waste out of the budget in Lansing. He knows the two situations aren't comparable, but he doesn't want to face facts because they're politically difficult. Either we have to raise taxes, get less services, or both. But our politicians don't want to admit that. Too often they make a fetish over symbolic issues in order to avoid confronting the real ones. Take Oakland County Sheriff Mike Bouchard, who is running for the Republican nomination for governor. We need him to tell us how he plans to balance the budget and bring new jobs to the state. Instead, yesterday he denounced the federal government for trying to stop Arizona's new immigration law. Bouchard said the administration's priorities are out of whack. With all due respect, Sheriff, it's not their priorities we should be worried about here. I thought you were running for governor of Michigan. Meanwhile, the people trying to get Michigan to opt out of the national health care plan have given up trying to get something on the ballot. They couldn't get enough signatures. Nevertheless, two lawmakers then said they'd try to get the legislature to pass a bill allowing Michigan to ignore this federal law. Never mind that this would be clearly unconstitutional, since federal law always overrules state law. Wasting our time like this sounds to them like good politics. Good leadership, however, sometimes means offering the people blood, toil, tears, and sweat. Michigan is facing some hard decisions these days. What worries me is that I don't see a Winston Churchill anywhere in sight.